To see a list of Windows accessories, click the Start button, point to Programs, then point to Accessories. Some accessories are listed directly on the menu, others are grouped in folders. Depending on how your computer has been set up, some accessories may not be available to you. Here's a quick review. Calculator can be used either as a standard calculator or as a scientific calculator. If you use a telephone that shares a line with your computer's modem, you can use Phone Dialer to store numbers, speed dial, and log your phone calls. Notepad is a text editor, a simple word processor that you can use to edit system files and create simple documents. You use Character Map when you want to insert a special character into a document, such as a copyright symbol or a fraction. Select the font you're working in and find the letter or symbol you need. Hyper Terminal is a useful communications program. It lets your computer and modem hook up to online services and bulletin boards that do not provide their own interface software. In the System Tools folder, Windows has four accessories that help you monitor your computer and keep it running in peak form. Backup lets you create archives of your computer's files, which you can store on floppy disks or on tape if you have a tape drive. Over time, files become scattered over your hard drive. Disk Defragmenter reassembles files and can help your computer run faster. ScanDisk checks for errors in the structure of your files and physical flaws on your hard disk. DriveSpace lets you manage the compression of your hard drive and floppy disks. There is also a system tool for administering a network called NetWatcher and another for monitoring your computer's use of memory, System Monitor. Windows also has four multimedia tools. With CD Player, you can listen to audio CDs through your computer. Sound Recorder lets you play back audio files and record new ones if you have a microphone hooked up to your computer's audio card. Media Player is a multi-purpose program for playing animation, video, and sound files. The fourth multimedia accessory is a volume control that works with all of your computer's sound options. There's also a shortcut volume control available on the taskbar.